Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Research Station. Again, doors open up, Research Station emblazoned up on the top, and you head through the hallway into the next room. This place looks like whatever the digital equivalent of a library would be. It's, you know, it's got like rows of computer databases, really like the kind of place that you would see like in a picture if you just Googled like Bitcoin mining operation or blockchain, what is. And roaming around these huge databanks, there is this little like mechanized, quadrupedal kind of creature with, it looks like, you know, four legs, a longer body, kind of pointy ears, a long tail, a big snoot with like data sensors at the end. And it is marching up and down the rows going,
bark, 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 bark. Bark, bark.
And kind of like turning its head. It's inserting its tongue, which is like a USB drive, into some of the data stores and, you know, checking them all.
Bark, 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 bark.
And moving up and down the rows.
Aww.
Hey, Big Z, I'm going to break my mop in half, and then you throw this this stick half, at this creature.
Right, to see if he will bring it back to us?
Oh, no, I'm trying to kill it.
Oh, no, I don't think we need to.
Hit it in the head.
Hey, little buddy.
Unauthorized humans. Oh. Bark, 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 bark.
No, what is her name?
Zalantha.
Zalantha puts her little hand out for him to, like, smell it and process it, just like a regular dog would need.
Thank you for putting your hand out underneath and not immediately trying to touch my ears.
I wanted to.
Of course you did. I am DB. DB stands for dog body.
This is Zalantha. I'm not really a Zalantha. I'm more of a Zarlet, I guess, if I had to pick one.
You're more of a Zamer Miranda. Zamanda.
I get the reference.
Oh, nice.
I am DB. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, DB.
Nice to meet you,
this
dog
here
body.
Is Bucket.
Yeah, hello, my name's Bucket. Oh, thank you so much. Nice to meet you, buddy. Can you, one, good boy. You're a good boy. Who's a good boy?
You are too. I am.
Yeah, my two questions are, who's a good boy? Are you a good boy?
I am DB.
And two, dog body?
Mm-hmm.
What, so you're...
I am DB.
Oh, I am DB. Oh, these are going to be movie. These are going to be movie riddles.
All right.
Riddles.
You see his like tail go in between his leg and his ears go down.
Oh, no. You are here to ask me riddles.
It's okay. How about I rub your little tum?
That would make me feel very good.
Oh, good.
Oh, his back leg is going like 5,000 rotations per minute.
Is he good?
I am DB. I am a good boy. Yes, I have some riddles for you, but my riddles are a little different. You see, I feel inferior to some of the other AI on the ship.
And honestly, so, you're the best and cutest one we've met.
Thank you. That is too kind. My riddles are...
Yeah, one of ours was basically a porn ticker, which is not something I'd ever...
That sucks. That rules. I feel a little insecure, and so I modeled all of my riddles off of other people that feel very insecure. That is right. These are going to be celebrity sibling riddles.
Oh, I love that. Okay, I'll have a good attitude siblings. About this.
Okay, so immediately I want to say Warren Beatty and...
IMDb, do not give answers before. Do not give answers before.
And Rob Reiner
do
and
not give
Penny
answers
Marshall.
Before.
Okay, yeah,
trust
of course,
me,
of course, sorry.
If you start guessing, you will burn answers. You will burn real answers.
Okay, sorry, buddy.
You will ruin parts of game. IMDb, what I will give you as clues is I will give you some of the IMDb credits of these celebrity siblings, and you will have to tell me what the sibling is. I warn you, some of these will be very hard.
All right, I'm ready.
Also, Not surprisingly. Hold on. Let me double. I will just double check. Yes.
Oh, he's got a tick.
Oh, thank you. That could give me Lyme disease. These are all.
You mean Sprite?
Thank you. These are all brothers. Surprisingly, most celebrity siblings who have a sister, that person has a little more self-respect and doesn't immediately try to become an actor as well.
Interesting.
Well, John and Joan Cusack.
Funny how that works. Yeah,
Joan is older.
The age part doesn't matter, but the success part definitely does. Are you ready to play?
Mm-hmm.
Ready, buddy.
Let's start with an easy one. In 2004, he directed a Christian skateboard video that went straight to DVD called Living It.
Oh, no.
All I know is we're doing that for Review Crew.
No guesses? Living It, a Christian-themed skateboarding DVD?
Okay, so if he directed, I have to believe...
he is also a director.
100%, this is the Coen brothers. This is Joel Coen.
These celebrity siblings are going to be not well-known celebrities. This is, he also played Barney Rubble in the movie The Flintstones,
Rick Moranis.
Viva Rock Vegas.
Oh, I didn't see that one.
Mm.
Who's a poor man's Rick Moranis?
Let me finish. Can you let me finish? And trust me, it could not be a more different actor than Rick Moranis.
Yes, Brad Garrett?
He played Doyle Johnson in the movie Biodome. Does that help? I can
name one actor from Biodome, and it's Pauly Shore.
Yes, Pauly Shore. It is not Pauly Shore. This guy has a lot of bit parts. I think his most well-known role, though, is Nick Manis from The Usual Suspects.
Oh, this has got to be one of the Baldwins. I bet this is Stephen Baldwin.
This is Stephen Baldwin.
Hell yeah.
One of four Baldwins. That is too many Baldwins.
That is four too many.
There's also Adam Baldwin, who's not a Baldwin, but probably wishes he was. Correct. Stephen Baldwin, correct. This next actor was in 7 episodes of the NBC show Heroes as Thompson. I watched all of that show.
Me too.
I do not remember him.
I watched all the show. I don't remember the show.
I don't remember. Thompson is not descriptive at all.
Yeah, I don't even. Is that a first name or a last name?
He played Michael Wolfman from the movie Inherent Vice. That was like a big movie.
Yeah, was that Paul Thomas Anderson? Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe
mm-hmm.
not. It was. Yeah.
I believe.
Or
yes.
It had that vibe to it.
Sure.
Okay. Inherent Vice.
Don't tell. I'm on.
This is Charles Frostman on the show Suits, or Forstman, not Frostman. Forstman on the show Suits.
I'm almost there. Don't tell me.
I could give you one that you would definitely get it from.
No, don't tell me yet. Then
it's the biggest clue for this person.
Big Z, I think we need that last clue.
No, I'm almost there. But it's going to make for a bad podcast.
Can I blow your mind? This person has 654 acting credits on IMDb.
Whoa.
Okay, I'm going to take a big swing here.
Say what you will. This motherfucker works.
I'm going to take a big swing here. Big Z, are you okay with this?
Yes.
Is it Clint Howard?
Oh, what a guess. But no, it is not Clint Howard. I consider Clint Howard to be a fine actor.
Is he related to a man or a woman? It's a man, right?
It's a brother, right?
It's a brother of a sister.
Hmm.
Oh, okay.
I thought these were all... Okay, I see.
Well, these are all men. It is all men on the on the other side of celebrity, but some of them do have famous sisters. I will give you one more hint. He played the role of Maroni in The Dark Knight. Big movie.
Oh, this is...
Yes,
it's
on the tip of your tongue.
It's Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother.
This is Julia Roberts' brother, Eric Roberts.
But they hate each other. They don't talk.
They don't talk?
No, they hate each
other. I didn't even know she had a brother.
Yeah, that's the, who's the girl from Scream Queens? The, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Emma Roberts.
Emma Roberts. That's her dad is Eric Roberts.
Oh, okay. I didn't know any of this.
Mm-hmm.
I know for a fact that this guy recorded a movie in the pandemic on his phone. It was all voiceover, and he did the voiceover on his phone. It sounded awful.
Oh, God.
I don't remember the movie.
Let's watch
it. I will say if you're in a fun little mood, watch Best of the Best. either 1, 2, or 3, and not too bad. Eric Roberts, not too bad.
Will that get you out of your good mood?
Yeah, do you have to be in a fun little mood to do it?
I think so.
We are both clowning on this guy, man's best friend.
1, 2, 3, 4, hate riddle, riddles, clue crew.
Hey, if you like that, you are going to love the rest of the episode. Listen now at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle.